Welcome to the Unstandard Podcast. I'm your host, Andre Givenchy. I'm a multidisciplinary strategist slash designer and the founder of Sagern. Let's get to it. There's a common misconception that equates rapid growth with success. This often translates into an aggressive fundraising campaign, typically followed by an equally aggressive hiring strategy. More hands on deck, more progress, right? Not quite. Let's take a moment to unpack why VC, fundraising, and hiring more talent should be your plan B instead of A, and why operating lean might just be your secret weapon. First off, let's address the elephant in the room. Raising venture capital and hiring too aggressively is a pitfall many fall into because it seems like an obvious indicator of success. It's visible, and it feels tangible. However, this approach has led numerous startups down a path of premature scaling and eventual failure. Here lies the core of misunderstanding. VC money and hyper-hiring don't pave your way to success. Rather, being successful creates space for greater financial opportunities and expansion. I think many people overlook the fact that early victories are often carved out by small, resourceful, and mighty teams who lay down the foundational work upon which future successes are built. They have the luxury of restricted capital, which means more care is put into maintaining a healthy runway, strategy, and development. They have tighter communication, which often translates to amazing company culture and enhanced cross-functional collaboration. They have fewer points of friction in decision-making, leading to a more fluid team dynamic, making them more adaptable to the rapid changes and pivots that come with early-stage growing pains. Now, from personal observations within various team dynamics, one thing stands clear. Large teams seldom move quickly or produce quality work at pace compared to their smaller counterparts that are usually better equipped with clarity and direction. In essence, for startups aiming for agility and excellence, a compact team of 10 or less A players is pure gold. Before reaching product market fit, keeping your team under 10 can save you from unnecessary complexity while maintaining focus on the things that truly matter: product development and customer engagement. Not to mention, and this is crucial for founders especially, the larger your team grows prematurely, the more time you'll find yourself navigating internal affairs rather than innovating or connecting with customers directly. The irony here isn't lost. As efforts increase internally, focus shifts away from external growth drivers. At this point, you've started on a trajectory that often leads to undesirable outcomes and inevitably failure. So to tie this all together, embracing a lean team ethos and adopting smaller scale operations isn't about cutting corners. It's about strategic prioritization. It champions quality over quantity, allowing your startup the ability to remain nimble enough to pivot when necessary, while fostering an environment where creativity thrives unencumbered by excessive overheads and external pressures. So before rushing towards a venture funding round or aggressive expansion, consider if less could indeed mean more for achieving long-term sustainability and impact for the company, your team, and your combined success overall. If you enjoyed this episode, share and subscribe for more. See you next time, but until then, sending you love, peace, and creativity.